You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station. And now welcome to our English news. Last night at Shamhau Park, the ACT program team Tidal's Bring Colors took place successfully, cheering the party committee, authorities, and people of Cantor excitedly to welcome the New Year of the Snake 2025. The program has two parts, including Country in Spring and Cantor Welcome New Spring. 16 performances of groups, solos, duets, Anson songs and ensembles conveyed the gratitude of the party and our beloved Uncle Ho, who brought to the nation light, faith and hope, and sailed the revolutionary boat to the shore of glory, bringing endless spring to the country and homeland. On each occasion, Cantor Lottery, one member limited liability company, donated 35 gratitude houses with a total value of nearly 2.5 billion Vietnam dong to the city's gratitude fund. On the occasion of the Spring of the Snake 2025, Kansas City Military Command organized a cultural and artistic program to celebrate the party's glory, Spring of the Snake 2025. On behalf of the Party Committee of the City, Colonel Trần Quốc Khởi, Deputy Political Commissioner of the City Military Command, read the New Year greeting letter and sent wishes for a happy and prosperous New Year to officers, soldiers, and families of soldiers working in the city's armed forces. On New Year's Eve, Chairperson of the City Federation of Labor of Cantor City, Lê Thị Sương Mai, visited and gave the gifts to union members and environmental sanitation workers of Cantor Urban Transport Company. On the occasion of Lunar New Year 2025, the Chairperson of the City Labor Federation gave gifts and New Year wishes to the city's workers, thereby sharing and encouraging the spirit of union and environmental sanitation workers. The chairwoman of Cantor City Confederation of Labor, Lê Thị Sương Mai, also visited, encouraged and gave gifts to medical officers and workers on duty on New Year's Eve at Cantor City Oncology Hospital. Ms. Lê Thị Sương Mai visited, encouraged and gave gifts to medical staff and workers, along with wishes of good health, happiness, success and better completion of assigned tasks. Every Tết and Spring, the City Labor Federation always pays attention and takes care of the spiritual and material lives of union members and workers, especially medical officers and workers. The year 2025 promises to be an important milestone for electronic payments in Vietnam as trends such as QR payments, NFC technology, blockchain and AI security continue to lead. According to a report from the PayYo payment platform, the total value of cashless transactions in 2024 in Vietnam will reach $149 billion, an increase of 18% compared to $126 billion in 2023. Specifically, AI will be integrated to analyze millions of transactions in milliseconds, detecting fraud in real time. This technology not only improves safety, but also reduces risks and losses caused by financial crime. Cantor Cam Mau Expressway is considered the most important route in the Mekong Delta region. After 2 years of construction, it has completed 58% of work, starting to cover the first meters of asphalt concrete. To ensure progress, contractors mobilized more than 2,800 workers to deploy 234 construction jobs through Tết. Mỹ Thuận Project Management Board said that most contractors organize work through the Lunar New Year of the Snake 2025. Currently, the entire project mobilizes more than 2,800 personnel and nearly 1,000 pieces of machinery and equipment to deploy 237 construction jobs simultaneously. Apricot is an indispensable image during Tết. Yellow apricot appears everywhere in the South. However, yellow apricots concentrated in crowding a lot and for a long time perhaps only appears in Châu Đức District, Bà Rịa Vũng Tàu Province. An occasion of that display puts on a brilliant new outfit with thousands of yellow apricot trees blooming, with a total length of nearly 6.4 kilometers and thousands of blooming yellow apricot trees. Châu Đức Apricot Road has officially been granted the Vietnam Bracket Certificate by the Vietnam Bracket Institute for the longest yellow apricot flower growing route in the country. This is the pride of local people and an attractive destination for tourists. And that's for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.
Vừa rồi là bản tin tiếng Anh của Đài Phát thanh và Truyền hình thành phố Cần Thơ.